Hi, communication junkies. This is Gloria Moraga. I love that phrase, communication junkies. Every now and then, I have an angry rant. I give myself that gift. This podcast episode is about improving one-on-one communications. But I'm going to use a bad example to tell all of you not to ever do this. I'm Gloria Moraga. Please subscribe to my podcast. This is One-on-One Communications, the Digital Age. This is all about communication no-nos. Let's be positive about this. It's about no-nos, but this is going to help you. So let's just say yes, yes, yes.
This is Gloria Moraga's One-on-One, a show designed to improve face-to-face communication in the digital age.
At this moment in history, we are all so lucky if you're all about learning better communication skills. All you have to do is turn on the TV and watch the War of Words in Washington, D.C., my adopted hometown. I'll begin with what happened on Wednesday, October 16th at the White House. In a meeting with the president and lawmakers and Pentagon officials, the president insulted the Speaker of the House. Now, I am sure that other presidents have attacked other speakers. Washington, D.C. is not for hothouse flowers or for the faint of heart. You've got to be tough. However, he personally looked at her, the only woman sitting at the table, and said something along the lines of, "Oh, I didn't want you here." And then he called her a third-rate politician. Let's be clear. I want you to know. I covered Congresswoman Nancy Pelosi for about 10 years. She is a brilliant politician and a smart, intelligent woman. She's an expert on China, foreign policy, a mother, a grandmother, a kind person, a great Speaker of the House, the first woman Speaker of the House of Representatives. Once, when we were in her office on Capitol Hill, we were setting up gear, and my photographer, Bobby Williams, turned and knocked over an expensive vase. Now, I say vase, not vase, because it was obviously expensive. I said, "Oh my God, Bobby, the vase, the vase." And Nancy Pelosi said, "Bobby, Bobby, are you okay?" That's Nancy Pelosi. People first. Now, I'm going to be brutally honest. Other congresswomen were not as kind. They were yellers. They berated their staff, as I'm sure men do, but not Nancy Pelosi. So for this president to openly insult her is kind of a double insult for all of us. Not only is this trailblazer lawmaker one of the few women in power in Washington, at the time she was the only woman in that meeting in the White House. Am I upset? You bet, because the White House is not his house. It's our house. We, the American people, we are just letting him live there for 4 or 8 years, whatever the voters decide. But we do not treat our guests like that. So using Donald Trump as an example of a bad communicator, we will examine some of his worst communication blunders. These all come from current events, things that have happened lately. Let's begin. I will break it down into 5 steps that you need to take to become a good, great communicator. Before you can debate or win at communications, you have to lay the foundation. 1, learn the rules. Don't break them. Follow the rules. In life and in work, you have to learn your boundaries. Learn the rules at work, at home, at play. If it's wrong, don't do it. Now, we all know right from wrong, unless we're one of those serial killers who has no conscience, and that's not us. When you get married, you take marriage vows. Stick to them. If you want to cheat, get a divorce. Pay the consequences. I was a reporter for years. Our job is to gather facts and present the news or stories. You get both sides. You are fair. If you can't do that, you're not following the rules of the job. I took pains to always interview a Democrat, and a Republican lawmaker. Now, if you are the President of the United States, it's a good thing to read the Constitution. This is your guide. The rules are in there. At your swearing-in ceremony, you promise to uphold the Constitution of the United States. And I'm going to quote the Constitution here. The Constitution limits grounds of impeachment to treason, bribery, or other high crimes and misdemeanors. Now, there's a second part to that. Two, the precise meaning of the phrase high crimes and misdemeanors is not defined in the Constitution itself. That's because it gives the House of Representatives leeway to define them. Did President Trump violate his oath of office? Did he violate the Constitution? Right now, as I produce this episode of One on One, it's mid-October 2019. The answer to that question is, we don't know. We don't know what he or his staff or what they did and if they violated the Constitution. The U.S. House of Representatives is investigating. It's Congresswoman Nancy Pelosi's job to do that because she is Speaker of the House. The House investigates. The Senate votes whether or not to impeach. We can't have our leaders abuse their power. Horrible dictators don't appear magically one day. They begin by breaking the rules, and others let them get away with it. So, I've gone from quoting the Constitution, now I'm going to quote one of my favorite books. To quote a line from author Mario Puzo's The Godfather, the book and the movie, "We should have stopped Hitler in Munich." Now, here is the exact quote. It's Clemenza talking to Michael Corleone as Michael prepares to kill two people, including a police officer. Here's the quote. "You know, you've got to stop them at the beginning. Like they should have stopped Hitler in Munich. They should have never have let him get away with that. They were just asking for big trouble." Did they stop Hitler in Munich? No. Instead, good people and good governments let him break the law again and again and not follow the rules. And we all know what happened. Millions were slaughtered. Number two, learning better communication skills and laying the groundwork and foundation. Know your job duties. Do your job. Don't do someone else's job. Example, well, we could use any job scenario, actually. If you're a professor, the president of a company, the president of the United States, a cop, a doctor, a copywriter, a photographer. Act like it. Know your job duties and stick to them. Don't do the other person's job. If you are a photographer, don't try to second guess or do the video producer's or reporter's job. You know why? It makes you both look really bad. I worked with a photographer at the university. He was Mr. Ego Photog. He was not a good writer, but he was always taking credit for my scripts and showing off when we were shooting videos with the president or deans or anybody with any power. He made us both look really bad. I'm gone. He's still there. Back to President Trump. Tip, when you are in charge, your job is to set the example. All you need to do is have leadership moments. You hire great people, experienced people, and you let them do their jobs. You do not micromanage. You set the tone. You do the right thing. What's the right thing? Okay, we know what the right thing is. Treat people with respect. Don't bully. Communicate. Be kind to others. Listen to your people. That's how you're successful at a job, any job. Now, this is especially important if you're a leader, not to do someone else's job. If you're the president, don't think you're better at PR than your PR or marketing people. Don't think you're better at managing a war than generals and people who fought in the war and laid down their lives for this country, who've given their lives to service. They've studied. They learn. They have experience. Let them do their freaking job. Because this is my area, here is how you have successful communications at work, at home, in the White House. You gather your team, the president, the generals, the cabinet, Congress members, the PR or marketing experts, and you talk calmly about the issue. You don't insult people. You decide what you're going to do together. You listen. You draft talking points. You agree to the message or the action. And then you take that action and you share that message. And finally, you stay on message. You don't ad lib. You don't add additional information that you just made up out of your brain. Don't speak in anger or when you're tired. You act. You don't react. And this goes for discussions with your family too. It's important. Number three, this will be short because all of you understand this already. Don't overuse or abuse social media. Social media. Twitter. Stop tweeting. You live by Twitter, you die by Twitter. That goes for texting too. Don't do it. Don't put anything in writing that you don't want the world to see or hear or read. Unless you're tweeting about your mom's cupcake recipe. Let the pros do it or talk to friends about it before you do it. And if it's a secret cupcake recipe, make sure you get your mother's approval. If you are Stephen King, it's okay. Tweet away to your heart's content. He's a writer. You are not Stephen King. Don't tweet about anything important. Leave it to the professionals. Never just randomly post anything that's important. And this goes for online, in an email, text, social media. Anything that can hurt you, your job, your family, your friends, your boss, your coworkers. Just don't do it. Stop tweeting, President Trump. You make us all look a fool. Number four. Don't break the law. Yes, I'm telling you, obey the law. Now, this does relate to number one, but it's even more important. Don't ever think you're above the law, because here's what happens. People think they can get away with illegal activities. They are so sure of themselves, they think they will never get caught. You ever run a stop sign? Cheat on a test? If you get caught, deal with it. You ever hit someone? You know that's illegal. Don't ever put hands on anyone else. Ever. Here are some examples. People who thought they'd never get caught. President Richard Nixon. President Bill Clinton. And yes, even serial killer Ted Bundy. The list goes on and on. Finally, rule five. This is the last one. This is a communication biggie. Don't lie. Always tell the truth. Now, if you've already violated rule number four, if you've done something wrong, don't lie about it if you get caught. From a crisis management standpoint, it's better to just shut up. Don't attack others. Just be quiet. For example, you run a red light and you get pulled over by cops. The first thing they ask you, do you know why I pulled you over? Don't incriminate yourself and tell them that, oh yeah, I ran that red light. Just say, no, officer, I don't know what I did. Will you please tell me? This is what I've done. Even though I'm a really slow driver and everyone complains about my slow driving, I have gotten pulled over for speeding. And what I've done when I got caught speeding a couple of times, I apologized and I offered a reason. I'm sorry, officer, I have to go to the bathroom. They look at me. They look at my age. They see my biggie Diet Coke in the cup holder, and they know I'm telling the truth, and I am. Remember, it's always the lie that causes the most trouble. If you can't tell the truth, be quiet. Get a lawyer. Please do not do what President Trump is doing. Don't attack others if you get caught in a lie. I'm Gloria Moraga. With five communication tips, courtesy of our president. This is One-on-One Communications in the Digital Age. Be careful with your words. You'll be glad you do. Please subscribe. If you want to succeed in life, you need good communication skills. If you want to excel, you need great one-on-one communication skills. Are you a budding communicator, a student, an executive, a professor, actually any profession, just fill in the blanks, and you want to improve your communication skills, let's do it together. And let's remember, this is not just about succeeding at work. It's about communications with family and loved ones as well, because they really are the most important thing.